Well, thank you again, Long and Harold. We'll take our study up again in the book of the little book of James.
那我们今晚呢会继续的，把这一个小卷的书啊，雅各书呢，继续查考下去。
Turn with me to the book of James and the chapter 3.
我们来看雅各书的第三章。
We're going to pick up our reading from where we left off last week in verse 13.
我们可以看上一次停下来的地方啊，在第十三节。
And I'll read verses 13 to 18 for an introduction.
我们先读十三节到第十八节啊，是我们今天前面一段时间的内容。
Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. Where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
雅各书三章十三节，你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。
Thank you. Now the theme of James is that it is a living faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus is a living faith. There will be expressed in the life of a believer, there will be good fruits.
那雅各书的主题呢，就是活着的信心，就是基督徒的信心呢，是可以活出来的，而且是可以像果子一样，在生命中结出果子那样，看见我们生命的结果的。
And so in this little letter, there is not a lot of Christian doctrine, but it's loaded with Christian living, how to live the Christian life and how not to live the Christian life.
所以这样的一个小卷书呢，很少有大篇幅的教义啊，但是却充满了各样生活的教导。有哪些生活的劝诫，要做的和不要做的，哪些要做，哪些不要做。
James was the anti-Pharisee. He battles hypocrisy, which was the sin of the Pharisees was hypocrisy.
然后雅各呢特别的抵挡啊假冒伪善法利赛人就是装嘛。那这样的一个罪啊就是法利赛人的罪呢就是假冒伪善。
The advice the Lord Jesus gave to his hearers was, do what the Pharisees say, but don't do what they do.
所以主耶稣给到人的建议啊，针对法利赛人就是你按他们所说的去做，但是不要按他们所行的去效仿他们。
And we can imagine that James growing up in the household where Jesus was his oldest brother, he must have observed this perfect life of no hypocrisy, a life of purity, in word and in deed.
我们可以想一想啊，雅各生长在耶稣做大哥的家庭啊，他是亲眼目睹了从小到大这样的一个圣洁的生命啊，完全没有任何假冒伪善的生命的样子是怎样。
And so James insists that the Christian life is one that will be lived out in purity and in faithfulness.
所以雅各因此就坚持一个基督徒的生命必然要活出来，而且是有清洁的。
People can say that they are Christians, but James says your life ought to prove it.
那人可以说我是基督徒，但雅各坚持说你的生命必须要有证据来显明你是基督徒。
Now where we left off last week, we left off in chapter 13, with a question.
那我们上一次停呢是停在13节啊，是一个问题。
Chapter 3 and verses 11 and 12 sets the background for our start this evening.
三章的十一节和十二节呢，是我们今晚前面几节内容的一个铺垫啊。
And he asks a couple of questions.
他也问了几个问题。
He says, does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? That's the first question.
第一个问题呢，就是泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？十一节。
Of course, that's, he's saying that the source of the water only produces one kind of water.
所以他说呢，一样的源泉呢，只能生出一样的水来吗？
It's either good or bad.
要么是好水，要么是坏水。
So, he is using this as an example of the Christian life.If there's good fruits, then there will be, it's an evidence that it has a source of, in good, in faith.
那他把这个比作基督徒的生命啊，如果是好的，那就一定会有好的样子活出来，在他的信心里。
But if it doesn't produce, then you might, then, James, what James is saying is that the source is corrupt, and that is not a real faith, not a real living faith. The faith is dead.
那如果不是好的生命呢？那它的里面的源头坏了啊，所以外面的行为就一定是坏的，因为他的信心是假的，是死的。
And so in verse 13, where we begin this evening, it's with that background that he continues his exhortation.
所以13节呢，也就是在这个背景里啊，他的劝勉呢，他就在继续了。
And throughout also he talks about the tongue. He uses the tongue as an index or a test of the source.
我们都记得他用舌头啊来做一个测验啊，一个指标，看我们里面的源头是到底是好的还是不好的。
The source or spring of life, it'll be revealed by good actions, or good behavior or bad behavior.
那当然我们的里面的源头到底是好还不好呢，可以因着我们的行为来显明好的行为或者坏的行为，显明我里面是怎样。
So in verse 13, he poses another question.
13节呢，他也给出了另外一个问题。
And he says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom.
你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
Now notice he uses the word wisdom rather than knowledge.
注意他在这里用的是智慧这个词，而不是知识这个词。
A person may have a lot of knowledge, but that's not necessarily wisdom.
一个人很可能有许多的知识，但是未见得他就有相应的智慧。
Wisdom is not just the possession of knowledge, but it's the proper application of it.
那智慧呢，不单单指我拥有知识，而是呢，再把这知识呢，合适的应用出来，在我的生命里就形成智慧。
We read in Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那我们知道箴言告诉我们，认识耶和华呢是智慧的开端。
And so, when someone takes knowledge and applies it in the fear of the Lord, that becomes wisdom.
所以当有人得着神的知识，然后把它应用出来啊，活出来，这就变成了智慧了。
A person may know the law of God, but unless they obey it, that's not it has no value to them.
所以一个人知道神的律法是好的，除非他呢把这个神的律法呢按着行啊，顺服，否则呢这个律法对他是没有什么意义的。
So he addresses someone.He says, if you're wise, then he says, you show out. If you say you're wise, show that by your good conduct that your works are done in the meekness of wisdom or the obedience of wisdom.
所以这就是第十三节的意思。他说你们如果说自己是有智慧呢，那就在这个智慧的前提下啊，要在善行上显出来。这就形成你的智慧，才是真智慧。
Now meekness applied alongside of wisdom means obeying what we know from God.
所以在温柔上显出他的善行来，就指我们顺服啊，我们所知道神的道，按着行。
God's words are wise words.
那神的话呢，是有智慧的话语。
And when we in meekness, that is,In obedience, we obey God's word, then the good fruits will come.
神的话是智慧的话。那温柔的意思就是谦卑嘛，就是我愿意按神话去行的时候自然是温柔的。那这样的一个温柔呢，自然也就会得出好的结果，也就是善行了。
That's like the sweet water from the spring that he talked about earlier. It's good water.
就好比他刚刚在前面讲的，在一个泉源里生出的甜水来那样。
That has its source in God himself.
因为它有很好的源头啊，这个源头是从神那里来的。
But in verse 14 we have the opposite.
在第十四节呢，却有一个对立的一面。
He says, "But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth."
你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。
No, bitter envying, in their hearts, and that's like the bad water. That shows that it comes from an evil source of evil source in the heart.
心里怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，显然它是从一个坏的源头里出来的，是从心里那不好的源头里出来的。
And then he goes on in verse 15 to describe where this evil comes from.
然后他就从15节呢解释了这样的一个苦毒啊，这样的一个邪恶是从哪里出来的。
He says this wisdom that you talk about, that doesn't come from God. This wisdom does not descend from above. But is earthly.
这样的所谓的智慧啊、
yeah.
不是从神那里来的，也不是从上头来的。
There are two sources of that wisdom. There is the source of wisdom from above, where A soul, when they're seeking God and they trust the Savior, they are born again from above and they are connected to God.
所以有两个源头啊。第一个源头呢是从神那里来，从上头来的。一个人寻求神，他接受了，然后他就重生了。这样的一个好源头是好的。
God sends His Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, into their hearts.
然后神呢就拆他的圣灵来啊， 基督的灵啊，住到这重生得救的人里面。
But the fruit of that of the Spirit is not envy and self-seeking. That comes from below, he says.
那这样的一个源头呢，一定是产生好的结果的啊，它是从上头来的。
He says it's earthly, it's sensual, it's even demonic.
那另外一个源头呢，在这里十五节说的，它是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。
It comes from beneath, it is not spiritual at all.
那它是从下头来的啊，也完全并不是属灵的。
You remember the history of Satan?
那你都知道撒旦的历史，对不对？
Satan, he said, I will ascend my throne above the stars of God. I will be like God.
然后撒旦说呢，我要在众星之上啊，我要在神跟神同等的位置，我要跟神一样。
That was self-seeking, his own glory.
那他就是在自己寻求他自己的荣耀了。
So God cast him down.
然后神就把他摔落在地了。
Now he's known as the devil here.
那这就是今天地上鬼魔的来历了。
He's the adversary of God, the very opposite of God.
那他就是神的抵挡者，那唯一一个源头啊，是与神对立的。
And he's now the spirit that works in the hearts of the disobedient.
那他是今天运行在一切不顺服的人中间的那个邪灵。
And that what characterizes them is envy and self-seeking.
那这样的人他所表现出来的就是嫉妒、纷争、苦毒。
And so,there's the contrast between the two natures that he outlines here.
所以呢又在这里讲到了两个不同的本性啊，在描述出来的对立。
And he continues in verse 16, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there.
16节就解释了，在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
With this world has seen a great advancement in technology and education, and some think that the world is getting better and better and better.
那今天的世界呢，有很在人眼里啊，很好的科技，各种各样的所谓的进步越来越好。
But in fact, what do we really see in the world when we turn on our radios or look at our TVs or read our newspapers?
那事实上呢，当我们转向今天这个世界的本相啊，看看报纸啊，打开电视啊，听听收音机啊。
There are wars. There's disharmony among nations. There's confusion.
啊，有各种的战争，彼此的争斗啊，各样的混乱。
And that's as a result.The God of this age, Satan, who is the controller of this world system.
那这个是撒旦，也就是今天地上的王，他所带来的，他是地上那真正在管制的。
And so he says, wherever envy and self-seeking exist, there's confusion and every evil thing exists there.
所以这就是十六节所说的，有嫉妒纷争呢。各样扰乱和各样邪恶的坏事呢，就在那里有了。
And that's in contrast with what God has given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个和主耶稣神借着他，借着主耶稣所给我们的，就形成了鲜明的对比了。
All the trouble and all the sin, all the heartache and heartbreak in the world is as a result of that wisdom that came from beneath, which is sensual and devilish.
一切的罪，一切的苦难啊，一切的麻烦的源头都是因着这下面来的，这属地的、属情欲的、属魔鬼的这样的一个源头而产生的。
But then in verse 17, we have the this lovely contrast.
17节呢，我们就看见这样很美好的一个对比了。
But he says, the wisdom that comes from above is first pure and peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
唯独从上头来的先是是智慧，先是清洁，后是和平。温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
It's directly opposite of the wisdom that descends from below.
那这完全在一个对立一面啊，和那从底下从地上来的智慧，所谓的智慧形成鲜明的对比。
There are eight characteristics here of the wisdom that comes from above.
因着天上上头而来的智慧呢，在这里描述了八个特征。
Eight is the number of resurrection, interestingly.
那八这个数字呢，在圣经里是一个复活的数字啊，非常有意思。
The Lord Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week, which you might say is also the eighth day. The first 7 days and the eighth day.Was the day of resurrection.
也就是新的开始嘛。那主耶稣呢就是在一周的第一天复活的。如果你从前一周开始数呢，刚好就是第八天啊。所以他是在新的开始的一天，在复活的这一天也就是在第八天复活的。
The day of new beginnings.
是一个新的开始的一个数字，一个新的开始的日子。
When he sent his Holy Spirit into the world on the eighth day, the day of Pentecost was another eighth day.
那五旬节呢也刚好是一个又是一个第八天，他也是在那一天呢把圣灵赐给我们的。
And on that day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit filled the disciples with the Spirit of Christ.
那在那一天五旬节的那个周日呢圣灵充满了当时的门徒啊。
Before they were filled with the Spirit, we read of them arguing with one another who is going to be the greatest, and they were grumbling and complaining. But on the day of Pentecost,The wisdom that came down from above in the Holy Spirit changed those men's hearts completely.
那在之前我们看见门徒是在争啊，到底谁可以做老大啊。那但是呢，圣灵降下的充满他们的那五旬节的时候呢，圣灵就全然改变他们。
Now how are we to recognize those characteristics, the characteristics of that wisdom that came down from above.
那我们怎么样能够认出这些八个的特征啊，是从上头来的智慧所结出来的果子。
We already know that bitter envy and self-seeking are the characteristics of the devilish or wisdom that comes from underneath.
我们已经知道苦毒啊嫉妒啊纷争是从下头的是从鬼魔的那所谓智慧来的。
Well, first of all, it's pure.
那我们来看看对的先是清洁。
It's clean and it's undefiled.
那它是完全没有被污染的干净的。
The saints in heaven will walk in robes of white.
那在天上的圣徒们啊会穿着洁白的圣袍啊，要行走的。
When the Lord Jesus healed the leper was cleansed every bit.
那当耶稣医治好大麻风的时候，他大麻风是全然都没了的。
And so that wisdom that's from above is not only pure, but it's undefiled. It cannot be tainted by anything like sin.
那不但是清洁呢，是完全的。不能再被罪玷污的。
It's the opposite of the lusts of the flesh.
你看见这完全是和肉体的情欲相对立的。
And second characteristic is it's peaceable.
第二个特征呢就是和平。
The Lord Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the earth.
那主耶稣说呢？使人和睦的人有福了啊，因为他必承受地土。
If the wisdom from this worldly wisdom brings strife, the wisdom from above brings peace.
那从地上来的所谓智慧是带来纷争的，天上来的智慧是带来和平和睦的。
And thirdly, this wisdom from above is gentle.
那第三个呢，这个天上上头来的智慧带来温良啊。
It doesn't try to gain an advantage over someone else.
啊，因为他不尝试从其他人的占便宜。
Not pushy.
也不逼迫别人。
Not trying to become more than God has given them to do, to be.
也不给别人一个感受是多过神要给出去的啊，不带自己的主观意见在里面。
And also we read that this wisdom from above, it's easily entreated.
那我们看见这个天上来的智慧啊，是很容易识别出来的。
Or as I have it in my Bible, it's willing to yield.
然后呢，是柔顺的啊，就是愿意顺服的。
That is not self-seeking, but willing to give in to others.
这就意味着他不是纷争的，而是愿意顺服在别人之下的。
We're admonished to think of others better than ourselves.
那我们常常会觉得，哎，想别人比我们好啊，这个很不容易啊。
And then it's full of mercy.
然后就是蛮有怜悯的。
It's easy. In other words, the wisdom from above, it's easy to forgive others what they have done to you.
那当你有上头来的智慧呢，你就非常容易呢，能够原谅其他任何人呢，向你所做的事。
The Lord said, if you show yourself merciful, I will be merciful to you.
啊，主耶稣说呢，你若你有怜悯的心呢，主就向你施怜悯。
And what have we to be proud about that we would hold against someone that has done something to us? Aren't we as the sinners as well? We need to be merciful.
那我们为什么要抓住别人对我们的亏欠呢？那我们需要有怜悯。
And then full of good fruits.
多结善果。
That's a wonderful thing when you think of being full of good fruits. We love good fruit. There's nothing more lovely for the appetite than to see a bowl of good fruit.
那非常让人高兴啊，就看见一个大树的一个很粗的枝子上的满了果子，这时刻是让人高兴的。
It's healthy and it's satisfying.
这很说明这个很健康啊，树很健康，而且很令人愉悦。
So a true Christian's life will be healthy to others and they'll be able to help them and nourish them and care for them.
同样一个基督徒的生命也是对他人是健康的，是有营养的，能够满足的。
Another seven is without partiality.
第七个呢，就是没有偏见。
In other words, we don't favor people. The wisdom from above doesn't favor one person over another.
那换句话说呢，就是没有高低之分哈，没有一个偏见和喜好啊在人之间。
The wisdom from above sees every person as being important.So important that Christ died for their souls.
那天上来的智慧呢，让我们看见每一个灵魂都很重要，因为耶稣为他们都死了。
And lastly, the wisdom from above is without hypocrisy.
最后呢，第八个呢，那天上来的智慧是没有假冒，没有假冒伪善。
Now, hypocrisy, that's from a Greek word. And a hypocrite in the Greek stage plays, they used to have two masks. And an actor would play two different parts, two different roles. And so they used to have on a little stick, they would have a mask with maybe a frown on it. Then they'd have another mask in their other hand. And if they were playing a certain role, they'd put the mask in front of their face. And then they would play the other role, they'd put the other masks. And so they were playing two different roles.
假冒伪善这个词原文呢，它其实是在讲舞台上啊，它有两个面孔的一个演员啊，就这个演员呢，他拿了两个面罩，他要扮演两个身份啊，他两个面孔面罩呢是各拿在一个手里的啊，当他把左手这个面罩放在脸上的时候呢，他就是一个身份，然后他把右手的面罩放在脸上呢，他又是另外一个身份，所以他是一个。两个身份的一个演员，这就是原文的这个词最早词根的意思。
So the wisdom that comes down from above, it plays one role, and that role is to emulate Christ himself.
但从天上来的智慧呢，使我们只有一个身份，一个角色，这个角色就是完全效仿耶稣基督的生命来生活。
And so,without hypocrisy means to be sincere now and genuine, to be real, a real representative of our risen Lord Jesus Christ.
那没有假冒呢，就是告诉我们要诚实啊，真实啊，没有第二个面孔啊，只按照我们主耶稣的样子来生活。
Now verse 18, now the fruit of righteousness.It's sown in peace by those who make peace.
18节，并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。
Here he uses a little picture of a farmer that sows a certain seed.
那这里用了一个形象的画面，讲到一个农夫呢，他开始撒种啊。
So the time.To plant the seed is not when there's a big storm outside. The farmer will wait until the weather settles.
那当撒种的时候呢，应该外面不会有很大的风暴嘛，所以农夫会等一个合适的时候去撒种。
And then to get a crop, the farmer sows just at the right time and the place.And he has a plan and a purpose, and he executes that plan, but he sows it in a time when those conditions are exactly right.
所以为了有好的收成呢，他一定会有计划，然后按照这个计划呢，他会撒种，然后呢，在这个时间里呢，让果子生长，最后呢，他到合适的时间再去收割，这是一个事先都预备好的。
And so the farmer then will reap his crop, and in this case, it's the fruit of the Spirit, because it's sown in peace.
这个时候最后呢，他就会去收割，也就是所谓用和平所栽种的义果，他最早种下的，现在可以收割。
Now let's move on to the next chapter.
那我们继续来看第四章。
And he says, now come...where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members?
你们中间的征战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？
He seems to be referring back to his argument in verse 14.
看起来呢，他回到了第十四节啊，前一章第十四节的这个论点。
Because there he talks about, as we read earlier, having bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts.
因为十四节讲到心里怀着苦毒和嫉妒和纷争。
And he goes on then in chapter 4 and verse 1, having referred to that this is the source of wars and fights.
那第四章一开始他也讲到这个就是征战斗殴的源头了。
War is, the word there means a chronic state of war, a continual war.
那这里的征战啊在原词的意思呢是一种持续的征战的状态啊，所以是一个持续的状态。
So, fightings, that refers to individual battles.
那斗殴呢是指个别的那种小的打斗。
Fights. So it's, the old nature is a in a continual state of warfare and one battle after another.
所以我们的老我的肉体啊就是一直在这征战的状态，意思就是一直的在打了，一个仗接着一个仗，不停的就在打。
And so he says the source of those, they're not from above, they come from the lusts or desires for pleasure that war in your members.
然后这个源头从哪里来呢？就是从白体中战斗之私欲来的啊，也是我们寻求着私欲啊，然后在我们的肉体里呢就一直有征战啊，从这样的一个里面来的。
A natural man, a sinner, he's taken over, completely taken over by his own lustful and unlawful desires.
那一个在肉体中在最终的人呢，他是完全被控制，被他想要寻求肉体的情欲啊，想要寻求着身体的满足这样的一个愿望啊，这样的一个欲望所控制的。
And so the old nature is what characterizes the old nature is that the person that is unrepentant, not a Christian, they're consumed by wanting to accumulate material possessions, thinking that will satisfy them.
所以他们一个肉体中的人呢，那他们总是要寻求的就是这物质啊能够满足他们啊，不停的要使得自己的肉体呢达到一个让自己舒服喜悦的状态。
Some people will lie and cheat and steal, and in order to get more material possessions, thinking that will satisfy them.
那有的人呢会为了得着他想要的呢，他会去偷盗，会欺诈啊，会用各种不法的方式。那这样只要能满足他就可以。
Also, the old nature is the craving for pleasure, wanting to satisfy the sensual lusts of the flesh.
那他要满足里面出来的那欲望啊，所以他是极力的想要寻求这各种的满足。
So others just live for one pleasure to another.
人会从一个快乐转到另一个快乐啊，会不停的在这些里面流连呢。
Like the world that is described in the book of Genesis before the flood, where it says that all they did was they ate and they drank and they gave in marriage and they married and gave in marriage rather.
那这就是在挪亚洪水之前的那个世代的人呢他们的生活状态啊，他们就是不停的在各种罪中啊深深的就是不能自拔，他不停的陷在里面。
Others are driven for to have prestige, to be famous, to be popular.
那换一种人呢，他们现在的情况里呢，就是想要得着名声啊，想要得着人的称赞啊，想要更有影响力。
He goes on, the natural heart is never content.
那我们知道来自肉体的心呢，就是一直是得不着满足的，虽然你一直想去取悦它。
I remember reading a story about a New York multimillionaire.
那他读过一个故事啊，是 纽约的一个几百万富翁的一个故事。
And a newspaper reporter asked him, what did he want?
那一个记者呢就问他你到底在寻求什么你要什么。
And he answered with one word.
他的答案是一个词。
More.
就是还要更多。
He had more money than he could possibly spend in a lifetime, but he wanted more.
所以他已经有的钱是今生都能够用不完的，但他的寻求还是我还要更多。
And then he describes in verse 2,
他在第二节说，
You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask.
你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴征战也不能得。你们求得不着是因为你们不求。
So this is describing the natural man. Murder there, I don't think he's using it figuratively. As the Lord Jesus said, if you hate your brother without a reason in your heart, you've already committed murder. So he's using it figuratively.
这个在讲肉体的情欲的表现形式啊，在这呢他用的杀害这个词应该是用的一个比喻的方式，这个就和主耶稣所教导的一样，他说你若心里呢恨你的弟兄啊，没有任何的理由的，你就是在杀人了。
He says, and you don't have, after you fight and war and you scheme and lie and kill, yet you're not satisfied, you don't have.
然后呢你就算用尽一切的罪里的办法啊，诡计然后欺诈，你还是得不着。
You see, man is made for eternity.
你要知道人是被造啊，是有永恒的。
We are created in the image of God.
我们是按照神的形象和样式来造的。
And so, man cannot be satisfied by the things that have been created.
所以我们人是不能够在一些受造物中间找到终极满足的。
The only thing that can satisfy man's spirit is God himself.
所以唯一能够满足人的灵的只有神自己。
And so, man tries everything. He doesn't ask God for anything. He tries to satisfy himself.
所以人的在自己的无知里呢就想撇开神自己来找。满足找来找去呢也找不着。
But then he addresses a different group here.
这里呢他就对着另外一群的人说。
You ask, but you don't receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures.
第三节你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
God has vast stores of grace and mercy to satisfy man.
神有巨大的怜悯和恩典来满足人的需要。
But, you know, we often fail to ask.
但是我们很多时候却求不来，没有求。
And when we do ask, we are often self-centered in our requests and not God-centered.
因为呢我们很多时候就算求也是以自我为中心的求啊，不是以神为中心的求。
No, God in his wisdom isn't going to give his child something that will harm the child.
神在他的智慧里啊，他不会给这个孩子一些东西让这个东西能够伤害这个孩子啊，神就是不会给他的。
Just like you don't give your children all the candy that they want.
就好比你不会给你的孩子他想要的一切的糖果你都给他，你是不会这么干的。
We try rather when we ask sometime and pray for things to spend it on our own lusts.
有的时候我们祷告呢，就是想要神给我们一些让我们在自己的私欲里啊挥霍的这样的祷告。
In other words, we try to control God, rather than to submit to Him and His will for us.
换句话说呢，我们总是想要控制神，而不是呢把自己顺服在神的旨意里。
We think that God will give us what we want so we can spend it on our own pleasures.
那我们就想呢，神就要把我们想要的给我们，然后我们就可以在自己的宴乐中挥霍了。
This love of material things is what known in the scriptures as worldliness.
所以这样喜欢这物质的东西的这种事情呢，在圣经里啊，就叫做呢属世界的人。
It's what the people of this world seek to satisfy themselves.
这就是这个世界的人来寻求满足自己的方式。
In verse 4, he says, he addresses them, he uses a term here that is a bit shocking.
然后他把这些人呢在第四节用了一个词啊，挺让人震惊的一个词来描述。
He says, adulterers and adulteresses. Do you not know? Yes, that's the terms he uses.
他说你们这些淫乱的人呢，啊，这就是他用的一个很重的词来描述这样的人。
He says, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的就是与神为敌了。
Worldliness, here is spiritual adultery.
所以这里我让我们看见啊，与世俗为友就是属灵的淫乱了。
Turn to 2 Corinthians 11 verses 2 and 3.
我们来看哥林多后书的11章的2和3节。
For I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
哥林多后书十一章二节，我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈引诱了夏娃一样。
A believer that has trusted Christ as a Savior now belongs to Christ. He does not belong to Satan anymore.
一个信靠耶稣成为自己救主的基督徒，现在是属于基督的，不再属于魔鬼和世界了。
We've been called out of sin's darkness. Into his marvelous light.
那我们已经从罪和黑暗中被呼召出来，进到他奇妙的光中。
And so, by longing for this world, that's what we call spiritual adultery.
那我渴望渴慕这个世界呢，就像属灵的淫乱一样，对吧？那我就离开神的爱了。
Paul says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that I have espoused you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
那就是为什么保罗在哥林多后书11章的2节说，我要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
And so as a chaste virgin, he warns them not to have anything to do with any other spiritual being.
我们就像灵里贞洁的童女，就好比呢，我们在灵里不想要其他任何的属灵的东西和搅扰我们离开神的东西，只要神。
You remember Satan, his temptations to Eve were to draw her away from God himself to love the things that were in the world.
我们都记得蛇是怎么引诱夏娃的。就是吸引他离开神，然后呢，喜悦这个世界的这些东西啊，让他自己做主。
He made her look at the fruit, and when she looked at the fruit, she saw that it was pleasant to the eyes. It was a fruit that was good to eat and it would make you wise. But
sorry. 所以当蛇引诱夏娃，就是让她去看那果子，看见果子呢是哎呦眼目很喜悦，也能使自己也能可以吃，还可以让自己吃了有智慧啊，她就吃了。
And so she was joined to the thinking of the devil.
然后她就在思想上啊，就和魔鬼的思想连起来了。
And that was a picture of spiritual adultery.
这就是一个属灵淫乱的图像了。
Just as a woman or a man married to their spouse, if they're joined to any other, that becomes adultery.
就好比一个男人或女人有了配偶，那但他却转向了其他任何的异性啊，这就是属灵的淫乱了，这就是淫乱了。
So James uses some very strong language here.
所以雅各在这里用了非常强烈的词来描述。
He says, if you want to be a friend of the world, you're an adulterer.
他说呢，如果你想要与世界为友，世俗为友呢，就在淫乱里了。
Because the world is against God.
因为世界是与神为敌的。
The world there,means the whole ordered system that's under the power of Satan.
世俗在这里啊，是一个什么东西啊？它就是在撒旦所管制的世界里啊，一个完整的有体系的一个系统啊。
And it was the world of the Jew and the Gentile that rejected Christ and crucified the Lord and Savior.
也正是这个犹太人以及外邦人所在的这个世界啊，他钉死了耶稣。
So we don't want the Christian should never be compromised with the world that had crucified the Lord that saved him.
所以基督徒不能够跟世界妥协啊，因为世界钉死了耶稣。
And even worse, friendship with the world makes us, if we're a friend of the world, we're an enemy of God himself.
那比这更糟糕的是，如果我们是跟世俗已经为友了呢，我们就是与神为敌的。
So it's very serious what James is bringing before us.
所以雅各把这件事放在我们面前啊，其实是很严肃的一件事。
But he goes on to say, or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?
第五节，你们想经上所说的是徒然的吗？神所赐住在我们的灵是恋爱之余嫉妒吗？
He says, this isn't just my opinion. This is all of scripture.
他想表达的意思，这不是我的意见啊，这就是合圣经的道理。
When the children of Israel, when they compromised with the nations around them, God called them adulterers and adulteresses.
因为呢，旧约的以色列人，当他们和周围的外邦所妥协的时候，神就称他们为淫乱的。
He had redeemed them and saved them from Egypt by the Passover lamb.
因为神把他们从埃及啊招出来救出来，在那逾越节的时候。
And he brought them to himself in the wilderness.
然后他把以色列人在旷野带来归给自己。
And he himself dwelt among them.
神自己呢也住在以色列人中间。
And he brought them faithfully into the land that he had promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神也诚实的把以色列人带到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各在当时神应许给他们的那块地上。
And he warned them, don't compromise with the inhabitants of the land. They are your enemy and they're my enemy.
神也警告所有犹太人啊，你们不要与当地的人有妥协，因为他们是你们的仇敌，也是我的仇敌。
They were told to destroy those nations, those wicked nations.
神也就警告了犹太人要把迦南本地的人呢都要灭绝了。
But what happened was that they compromised and they began to be friends of the Canaanites.
事实发生的事情呢是犹太人去妥协了，而且开始与当地的那些邪恶的迦南七族的人呢交了朋友。
And they married their sons and daughters.
甚至呢彼此还通婚呢在后代。
And they worshiped their idols.
也自然就拜了他们的偶像了。
And God sent them warnings as James, just like James, he sent prophets to them, warning them of what would happen.
神就像在雅各在这里所说的啊，神就开始差他的先知不断的警告犹太人。
And eventually, of course, they were taken into captivity.
最终呢，神要把他们放在被掳啊这样的一个管教里。
And so James underlines this by saying friendship with the world is enmity with God.
所以雅各在这里说 与世俗为友啊，就是与神为敌了。这个在犹太人的历史里已经证明了。
And so even the scriptures, he says, and we've gone through some of the scriptures, just a guideline of pictures we've seen in the Old Testament.
那我们可以看一些旧约的经文啊，也同样的印证了这个道理。
It says, and really what the scriptures say overall is the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously.
就如同第五节说的，圣经也是这么所说的啊，就是神住在我们里面的灵啊，是恋爱之于嫉妒嘛。
Here he's speaking to believers. If they have the spirit dwelling within them, they're believers.
所以显然呢，这里这封信的写作对象是信徒，因为他们有灵住在里面嘛。
And so we find that the Spirit of God is a person who yearns for the believer to follow the ways of purity and grace.
所以我们知道呢，住在我们里面的圣灵是活的，他也是很期望啊，很渴望。我们要去追求圣洁的路、圣洁的道的，就像恋爱的人一样，他也很愿意、很盼望我们去往那条对的路上走。
And we read in the scriptures that we can grieve the Holy Spirit.
按照圣经所说呢，我们如果抵挡呢，我们就能够使圣灵担忧了。
And that Spirit within us is God Himself.
那我们要知道，在我们里面的这个圣灵啊，就是神自己。
And worldliness in a Christian will bring grief to the heart of God.
那属世界与世界为友这样的一个事啊，会使得我们里面的圣灵啊，给他带来很大的忧伤。
And God is jealous for our single-heartedness and love just to Him alone.
那神是忌邪的神啊，他盼望我们怀着单纯单一的心呢、啊。只爱他啊，只在他这里。
Now all of us, I think, are convicted by what is we've just said, just that we've just gone over those verses. I think all of us would feel that somehow we have come short of what God would desire of us.
当我们查考到这里哈，我相信我们听到的每一位都已经意识到，我们可能某种程度呢，已经亏缺了神的荣耀啊！我们并不是做的按照神所期望的方式来行的。
And so James gives us a little bit of encouragement in verse 6.
然后呢，雅各在第六节呢，给了我们一些鼓励。
But he says, but he gives more grace.
但他赐更多的恩典。
Paul writing in Romans says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
保罗在罗马书中所说呢，那最多的地方啊，恩典就更显多。
God doesn't abandon us in our need, but he says he resists the proud though, but he will give grace to the humble.
那神从来不把我们放弃在我们的需要里， 他阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And so, what we need to do in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, we're admonished to come boldly to the throne of grace.
我们来看希伯来书四章的第十六节，我们要坦然来到他面前。
In verse 15, we read about our great high priest.
在第十五节呢，我们读到那我们的大祭司。
He says, "We have a high priest, who can sympathize with us in our weakness, because he was tempted in all points like we were, without sin."
希伯来书四章的十五节啊，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
And so the admonition is in our need when we our souls seem to cling to material things and to our own desires, and the spirit within us yearns for us to turn from those things. And we have this battle going on between those two natures. We have this wonderful opportunity and avenue to go right into the very presence of God in verse 16.
所以十五节就告诉我们呢，其实我们在自己的属灵的路上走的时候，就会陷到这样的征战里啊，就是我的老我和一直要把我拽到属世界、属肉体，要与世界为友的那个路上去。我的圣灵里面的圣灵呢，带着重生的我呢，要渴望神的话语啊，渴望圣洁的生命，然后这样的一个挣扎啊，这样的一个征战，就会使得我们在第十六节啊，四章希伯来书四章十六节呢，我们需要这样的帮助。
So he says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, so that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need."
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
But back to James again in verse 6.
来回到雅各书的第四章，我们来看第六节。
We mustn't let pride get in our way and think that we can do it on our own.
我们不能够让我们的骄傲啊拦在我们中间，让我认为呢好像我自己可以做得到。
That grace that is superabundant and available at the throne of grace is only available to the humble who will come humbly to before God in their need, expressing their need.
对，虽然我们看见第六节一开始讲到会赐更多的恩典，神的恩典是足够大的，但是呢，什么样的人才能得呢？是给谦卑的人啊，我们有很大的需要，但是只有谦卑才能得着神恩典。
And so he continues in verse 7, therefore, he says.
所以他在第七节就继续。
Submit yourself to God, that is in humility.
故此你们要顺服神呢，这就是谦卑了。
And then, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
The devil with all his temptations and enticements and all as he holds out before you all the pleasures that sin may have to offer, we submit ourselves to God and say, Lord, give me the pleasures that are your right hand and satisfy me with your goodness.
魔鬼呢会把一切的因着肉体来的情欲来的这诱惑摆在我面前啊，然后我们却跟主说呢，我要到你那里去啊，求你使我能得着那天上的满足啊，我要转向你。
And so submission to God, it releases his grace and his mercy and his saving power.
当我们转向神呢，谦卑在神手里的时候，就释放了他给我们极大的能力和极大的恩典。
And we don't even need to fear the devil.
以至于我们甚至不需要害怕、惧怕魔鬼。
If we submit ourselves to God's purposes and plans, we can then in the spirit resist even the devil.
所以当我们把自己谦卑在神的计划里旨意里的时候、那我们知道神的能力即使属灵的征战、魔鬼的攻击也能够得胜。
And then he continues now, and he says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
第八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐、要洁净你们的手。心怀二意的人呐、要清洁你们的心。
The double-minded, of course, again, this is a theme that runs through this book. The source, he says, there can't be two different sources of water, both good and bad.
心怀二意就是一直雅各书要、指向的那群需要悔改的人，就是那有两种泉源。两种水的这种例子其实就是假冒伪善的人。
So he says to draw near, that is, we see earlier that we are to come boldly to the throne of grace.
亲近神就和我们刚才希伯来书四章十六节讲的我们要坦然无惧的来到神面前是一个意思。
But what if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior?
那万一你从来没有接受基督成为你的救主该怎么办呢
you can't meet the Savior at the throne of grace.
那你就不可能在、神的施恩宝座前、与他相见了。
You have to meet him at the cross where your sins were forgiven.
那你先要到十字架上、跟主相见在那里你要得着你罪的赦免。
The throne of grace where there is no limit to grace is only for those that have trusted in the Savior for their salvation.
那施恩的宝座只对那些已经信靠主耶稣成为自己救主的人才有意义了。
And he says, draw near then. If you've never trusted Christ, draw near.
所以亲近神如果你从来没有信靠神你先亲近他先到他那里去。
He will never ever refuse to meet a sincere seeker.
因为他从来都不可能拒绝一个真诚的、诚心的寻求他的人。
He said in Matthew 11:28, Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
就好比在马太的、福音的十一章讲的那凡劳苦担重担的就到我这里来啊，我使你们得安息。
And he'll never refuse someone who seeks him.
他也绝对从来不拒绝那任何寻求他的人。
Draw near, he says, and he will cleanse you from all your sins.
他说，亲近神啊，然后他就会要清洁你们的心啊，有罪的人，他就要清洁你们的心。
It was on the cross of Calvary, where God righteously, or Christ righteously met all of God's demands of your sin.
那神在他的公义里呢，他会对你的罪啊，会有一切的公义的要求。
And when he died for your sins. He paid the price to the full.
但是当他死的时候他为你的罪死了付了公义的足够的代价。
And so, there we have the invitation to draw near.
然后我们才可以有这个邀请啊能够亲近神到他的施恩宝座前。
You draw near to God, he will draw near to you.
你亲近神，神也必亲近你。
That's a promise that he will not break.
这是一个应许啊，他一定不会违反的。
He says, cleanse your hearts and cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
所以他说，有罪的人呢，要清洁你们的手，心怀二意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
Here he seems to address believers as well here.
所以在这里我们显然看见了他对信徒也是这么说的。
Those that have perhaps gone back and become friends of the world, they need confession and cleansing.
那一切相信了但又回到世界里去的人呢，是需要悔改的啊，那重新再回来。
And so in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, we have that lovely work of our great high priest.
那约翰一书的一章九节呢，我们有我们高天至上大祭司啊所做的美好的赦罪的功。
He says in verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
We can't cleanse ourselves. We confess and he does the cleansing. He's the high priest.
我们不能洁净自己，但是呢，我们的所信的主啊，他是祭司，他可以洁净我们。
In verse 9, he continues on this, his argument. He says, lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up.
在雅各书的四章第九节，他就继续了他的这个话题。说你们要愁苦悲哀哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。
Too long we have been careless and unconcerned about our worldliness. It's become a habit, perhaps.
很多时候啊，甚至太长时间，我们对自己的去追求世界的这个心呢、啊，已经麻木了，甚至已经形成了我们生活的习惯，我们并不感觉这个东西不对呀、啊。
He says, don't fool yourself, deceive yourself. You need to mourn and repent of your worldliness and sin.
所以雅各才说，不要再欺骗自己，我们在神面前是要悲哀哭泣的，要悔改的，因为我们喜欢世界，爱这个世界。
And we need to judge ourselves and confess our sins. And that's necessary if we're going to draw near to God.
所以我们必须要悔改我们的罪，看见我们本相是怎样，然后我们才能够转向神呢，祈求他赦罪的怜悯。
In verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.
所以第十节就是个结论呢，勿要在主面前自卑啊，主就叫你们升高。
Isn't it wonderful? His promise is so definite.
是不是很美好？他的应许是完全的，是很绝对的，对吧？
We humble ourselves, confess our sins, and what does he do? He lifts us up.
他说呢，我们只要在主面前自卑哈，他就会怎么样？他就会让我们升高。
There's no judgment for past failures.
哎，我们过去的失败，他并不审判我们，看见了吗？
We don't have to pay any money or serve some penance as some Christians organizations want you to do.
我们并不需要像一些的宗教要求那样啊，我要付钱，我要为我做错的事要去付上一些什么代价啊。
He cleanses us and he lifts us up.
他洁净我们，然后呢，他把我们升高。
Do you think that the Holy Spirit who is grieved at our worldliness, he rejoices at our humility and confession?
他在我们的，虽然在我们的喜爱世界的事情上呢，圣灵会担忧，但是当我们回转自卑的时候，他就非常喜悦，使我们升高。
And then verses 11 and 12.
然后十一节和十二节。
Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother judges his brother and speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge. There's one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy, and who are you to judge another?
弟兄们，你们不可彼此批评。人若批评弟兄，论断弟兄，就是批评律法，论断律法。 你若论断律法，就不是遵行律法，乃是判断人的。设立律法和判断人的只有一位，就是那能救人也能灭人的。你是谁，竟敢论断别人呢？
It seems that this has no connection to what went before, but I believe it does.
看起来逻辑上和前面没有什么联系，但其实是有的。
If we're judging somebody, we're not humble.
因为我们如果在论断别人，我肯定不是在谦卑的状态，对吗？
Humility is the opposite of judging others.
所以谦卑永远都是和论断啊，刚好是成反方向的。
We need to judge ourselves.
那我们先要判断一下自己啊。
Not others.
而不是别人。
It was the Pharisees who judged the poor, tax collector, the publican.
那只有法利赛人常常的就是去论断那些税吏和罪人吗？不是吗？
But the publican, he prayed, wouldn't even lift his eyes up to the Lord. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
当税吏去祷告的时候，他说，主啊，求你赦免我的罪啊，那我是一个罪人。
The Pharisee said, judged the poor publican saying, I'm glad I'm not like this publican. I do this, I do that, I do everything.
法利赛人的祷告刚好相反，他说呢，我不像那个罪人那样，他已经论断了那个罪人，他说我做了这个，做了那个，你看我有多好，所以他在一个骄傲的状态。
The result was the publican, who was a sinner, went home justified.
但这结果呢，主说那这个法利赛这个税吏呢，他回家倒是被称义了他被洁净了。
His heart was full of joy.
他的心满了喜乐。
Whereas the Pharisee went back, his heart was full of self.
但是法利赛人回家呢，心里满了都是骄傲，都是他自己。
And he was full of his own sin.
而且就自然满了都是他自己的罪。
So we're not to judge others.
那我们不是要去论断别人。
Because it's the law that judges us.
因为是律法来审判我们。
And if we who are sinners judge others, then the law is judging us as well.
那如果我们是作为罪人，我们去论断别人呢？那律法自然也要定我的罪了。
And there's only one lawgiver, that was the Lord Jesus Christ himself who kept every bit of the law.
那只有一个才能做审判主的，也就是制定律法的这一位，因为耶稣他才是完全守全了律法的。
Verses 13 to 17, we'll just go over them, these verses here. And really it's a continuation. How then should we live our life of faith?
那13节到17节呢，是一个继续啊，就是在讲我们该怎么样活出我们圣洁的生命。
The life of faith is one of daily dependence upon the Lord.
那信心的生活是每一天依靠主的生活。
And he illustrates that by of these men, of a story of a man.
然后呢，他是用一个人的故事来做例子解释的。
Or not a man, but I guess he illustrates it by an example here of those that would say, verse 13, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you don't know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. Such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin.
13节，嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现烧时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。现今你们竟以张狂夸口， 凡这样夸口都是恶的。人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
So again, this portion is the opposite of that which is referenced in verse 10, which is to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord.
那这个故事例子呢，刚好是和第十节是对立的啊，他并不是在自卑，要求主升高，而是活在骄傲里。
In verses 11 and 12, humility is the opposite of judging others.
那11节和12节呢也是一样，那自卑呢，谦卑呢也是论断的对立面，论断别人的对立面。
Whereas in verses 13 and 16 with our story of this, of boastful arrogance, it shows that humility is not boasting about tomorrow.
那13节到第16节呢也是在为明天夸口啊，所以自卑呢谦卑呢既不是论断别人，也不是为自己现在或明天夸口。
So, we can't even be sure of one more hour of life. Never mind what we're going to do next week or next year.
因为我们连下一个小时的生命能不能过都不能很确定，怎么有信心说下一星期下一年呢？
Now, there's nothing wrong with planning ahead so long as our plans are held subject to the Lord's will.
那我们并不是说计划是不对的，只要我们是把自己交在主耶稣手里啊，我们做计划是可以的。
We're only creatures of the moment.
那我们只是时间里啊短暂的这个受造存在啊，很快就过去了。
We only live from one breath to another.
我们只能是一口气一口气的呼吸才保证活着。
So when we plan, we need to seek the will of God first.
所以当我们要做计划的时候，我们总是要先寻求主的旨意嘛，对不对？
And to act independently is the opposite of humility.
所以如果我要自主啊，独立自主，其实就是谦卑的对立面了啊。其实不谦卑我就自立了。
Do you want to be lifted up by God and held up in His everlasting arms? Then you act in humility.
那你想要把自己放在神的手里然后谦卑的跟从他吗？
And he says, Verse 16, you who boast in your arrogance, however, all such boasting, he says, is evil. That's sin.
16节说，现今你们竟以张狂夸口啊，他说，凡这样的夸口都是恶的，都是罪。
So the life of faith, it's to take God into every aspect of our lives.
对信心的生活是把我们在生命中的每一面呢都带到主那里去，不在他手下。
Yeah, and sin, conversely, is the lack of conformity to the will of God.
那相反呢，罪呢就是不愿意让自己服在神的手下啊，不愿意，就是我要自己做主。
And verse 17, where he ends our chapter for this evening, he says, Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin.
17节就是今天这一章的最后的结尾了。人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
So, we don't make plans on our own without the will of God, but if God makes his will known to us, then it's our responsibility to act accordingly.
我们并不是我们来计划，但是如果神的计划我已经知道了，我却不相应的回应呢，那就有麻烦了啊！所以我要回应主的旨意，已经向我显明的那些旨意，我要回应。
So there are two sins that are given to us in this short section.
所以在这个小的段落里呢，有两个罪显明给我们。
One is being arrogant and acting independently of God.
第一呢就是骄傲啊，不管神，自己独立的要计划自己的生活。
And perhaps even worse is those that know the will of God and refuse to do it.
还有可能更糟糕，那你知道神的旨意但就是不做，那就更糟糕了。
And finally, just if we don't know the will of God, then we can seek that wisdom that comes down from above that he writes about in the very first chapter in the opening verses.
那如果我们并不知道神的旨意呢,那我要寻求从上头来的智慧,这就是我们今天开篇所讲的那一段。
It says in verse 5, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
Chapter 4?
Chapter 1, verse 5. Sorry. The opening chapter, yeah.
那是在雅各书的一章第五节啊。他说,你们中间若有缺少智慧的,应当求那后赐与众人,也不斥责人的神,主就必赐给他。
So if we don't know his will, we may have to wait upon him until he makes it known to us.
如果我们不知道他的旨意呢,我们就等候,直到他的旨意向我们显明的时候。
Well, there it is. A living faith tonight, we might call it, is a submissive faith.
那今天呢,如果我们总结一下,一个活出来的信心啊,可以被称为一个谦卑的,顺服的信心。
In submission to him,
he will
lift us up.
那他就会使我们升高。
May the Lord bless you.
愿主祝福你们。
Could you close in prayer, please, brother?
那我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。 Okay, let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we are so thankful again for this wonderful grace, the grace of mercy, the grace of repentance, the grace of salvation, Lord. But all this need our humility, Lord. May we humble ourselves to your hand, submit our life to your hand. May today all these people who join us in this meeting can say, Lord, I want to follow you. We pray in Lord Jesus' name. 我们在天上的父啊,我们要感谢赞美您。谢谢您这许多的恩典,这恩典是要我们的谦卑啊。我们愿意把自己的生命仰望交托给您。我们为今天来的每一位祈求,让我们能够有谦卑的心说主啊,我愿意跟从您。求您使我不要过那假冒伪善的生活,不要像法利赛人那样。我愿意在我的生命中 自己仰望交托在您的手中，我们将的祷告和祈求，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.